Baseball spring training is underway. Players are getting ready for the long regular season and, they hope, the playoffs afterward. And this gets us thinking about spring training of another sort.
It is training for an even longer season, the presidential campaign season. Potential candidates are practicing their own fundamentals, knowing as they do that the winner of the playoffs to come will move into the White House. Here's NPR's Don Gagne.
Baseball fans endure the long winter waiting for their game to again come alive.
And this is your home for spring training, the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
That broadcast came from Space Coast Stadium in Vieira, Florida, a part of the Grapefruit League. There's also the Cactus League in Arizona. In politics, though, you might call it the Corn Circuit.
God bless the great state of Iowa.
That's Senator Ted Cruz taking his warm-ups. And in New Hampshire, let's call it the Granite League. Senator Marco Rubio was recently there, touching base.
Hello, good
how are you?
To see
good
you.
To see
Welcome
you.
To New Hampshire.
That fan interaction gets to a key similarity between spring training and the early campaign. Access. Autographs and encounters with players are easy to come by at this phase, so it is with candidates. Now back to that game, and Atlanta announcer Ben Ingram.
Well, spring training is definitely an opportunity to get better, work on what you need to work on, and become better at your craft. Juan Jaime gets that opportunity here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
And here's the campaign version of the same from Lynn Vavrick, a professor at UCLA.
They'll go and they'll give little speeches or sometimes big speeches to groups, and they'll try out messages or they'll try out different types of speeches, funny speeches, serious speeches, to see how they are at delivering them and to see what kind of reaction they can get from the crowd, what kind of rapport they can build.
Ball clubs use this time to address potential weaknesses. Campaigns, too. Take Jeb Bush, who has to answer the persistent question about being another Bush.
I love my dad. In fact, my dad is the greatest man alive. And if anybody disagrees, we'll go outside, unless you're like 6'5 and 250 and much younger than me. Then we'll negotiate. I'm still not going to change my mind, for sure. And I love my brother, and I think he's been a great president. It doesn't bother me a bit to be proud of them and love them.
Jeb Bush has another big asset, money. A pile of cash sure helps you win in baseball, but it's no guarantee, ask the Yankees. In politics, though, it's a campaign's lifeblood. Paying for TV ads is the big ticket, but also staff, opposition research, and high-tech tools. Still, it's no guarantee of success there either. In spring training, fans watch for the next new phenom. In the presidential race, so far that person appears to be Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
We need a president, a leader, who will stand up and say we will take the fight to them.
But rookies on the national stage also make errors, and Walker generated controversy when he cited his experience with protesters in Wisconsin as part of an answer about how he'd handle ISIS. Highly touted favorites bear a different burden. People say Hillary Clinton is a sure bet to make it to the World Series, but expectations bring scrutiny and pressure. Witness the current flap involving her emails while she was Secretary of State.
Why did you wait 2 months? Why did you wait 2 months to turn those emails over? I mean, the rules say you have to turn them over.
Secretary Clinton, delete them.
That's from a news conference last week. Here's Clinton.
Because they were personal and private about matters that I believed were within the scope of my personal privacy, and that particularly of other people.
Any manager of a team bedeviled by off-field issues can no doubt relate. Finally, to take this analogy into extra innings, let's talk about polls. They're like the box scores of spring training games. They don't always tell us how the season will go. 8 years ago, there was a presidential contender named Rudy Giuliani. He was way ahead in the polls, but as it turned out, he never made it past Florida. Don Gagne, NPR News.